Very blessed Divine Mercy Sunday. Now, this Feast of Divine Mercy is a very new feast in the history of the Church. It was really established under Pope John Paul II, under his time as Pope. So it's within most of our lifetimes, anyways. I think all of us who are adults, we were alive when he instituted this feast. And it's, of course, interesting that he would be the one to promote this Feast of Divine Mercy because of the history of the message of Divine Mercy. Because, of course, it comes from Poland, his homeland, that he promoted so strongly. He had great devotion to this feast before it was developed or established in the universal church throughout the world because it came from his homeland. And it's a beautiful history behind this story of Divine Mercy. The message of Divine Mercy really comes from a Polish nun, a very simple Polish nun, grew up in very simple, humble surroundings, entered her religious order, and in the 1930s or thereabout, she started having apparitions. She started having really discussions with our Lord, where she could speak to our Lord, to our Lady, and so on. And as from these images, from these apparitions, from these discussions, came this message of mercy, that our Lord wishes to bestow his divine mercy upon all the world. And from that, in course, taking this long period of time that she wrote down in her diary talking about these apparitions, kind of condensing it down, we get from this message, first of all, the image of divine mercy, which was placed in front of the altar to remind us, but also the Divine Mercy Chaplet, which we will pray this afternoon at 3 p.m. Everyone's obviously invited to come for that. But we have both the image and the Divine Mercy Chaplet that were given to us through Sister, now Saint Faustina. Of course, she was canonized by John Paul II as well. And the great message of Divine Mercy is, first of all, that our Lord wishes to bestow his mercy upon us, but also that we are then called to live that mercy as Jesus did. We are called to live that message of mercy in the world. You know, this mercy that we hear, you know, in Psalm 118, which we did as a responsorial psalm, it's also repeated throughout Psalm 136, for his mercy endures forever. Our Lord wishes to bestow his mercy upon us always. So how do we receive that? How do we receive that divine mercy? What is that message of divine mercy that Sister Faustina gave us? Well, the website of the National Shrine of the Divine Mercy in Massachusetts, very hard website to find, thedivinemercy.org. Difficult one to find, I know. All one word. But they've got a great summary to help us understand this message of divine mercy. And it's also very hard to remember. If you remember your ABCs, you'll be fine. Because it's A, ask for mercy. First and foremost, if we are to share in our Lord's divine mercy, we need to seek it. We need to ask it. Ask for it. We ask for it in prayer. We ask for it when we repent from our sins and we turn over to those sins over to him. In the confessional, we ask for his forgiveness through the sacrament of confession, which is really the sacrament of divine mercy. It is the sacrament where we most closely experience his divine mercy, because we are asking to receive that divine mercy. Next step is be merciful. Once we have received our Lord's divine mercy, that which we have asked for through prayer, through confession, we then go out and share that mercy with the world. We then go out and allow that divine mercy to flow through us, to not just be held for ourselves, but to give that mercy, give that love of God to the world, to extend that love and forgiveness to those who may have hurt us, just as our Lord offers his mercy and love for us who have hurt him through our sins. And then third of all, is C, completely trust in Jesus. That's the beautiful image at the bottom of the picture. Jesus, I trust in you. That's a prayer that should be on our lips, is that we will completely turn our life over in trust to him. that we will give our lives and trust him to lead us through his divine mercy. And the more that we trust in him, the more that we will receive his mercy. And this isn't just a call for us as individuals, that each of us as individual Christians must live this divine mercy and must seek this divine mercy. It's a call for us as a church. It's a reminder for us as the body of Christ that we are called to be the sign of our Lord's divine mercy in the world. So how do we do this? How do we live this divine mercy? Well, 6 years ago in 2015, Pope Francis established a year of mercy. Just like this year is the year of St. Joseph, in 2015 he called it the Year of Mercy. And he wrote, announcing this Year of Mercy, "How much harm words do when they are motivated by feelings of jealousy and envy. To speak ill of others puts them in a bad light, undermines their reputation, and leaves them prey to the whims of gossip. To refrain from judgment and condemnation means, in a positive sense, to know how to accept the good in every person and to spare him any suffering that might be caused by our partial judgment and our presumption to know everything about him. But this still is not enough to or sufficient to express mercy. Jesus asks us also to forgive and to give, to be instruments of mercy, because it was we who first received mercy from God." So notice what Pope Francis is doing. He is putting an emphasis, for obviously, first of all, on finding the good in others, you know, not seeking gossip, not seeking judgment towards others, but first and foremost, seeking the good in those around us. But then he is also putting an emphasis on the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, the works of mercy that I'm sure we all remember from our religious education. We could just rattle them all off the top of my head. Probably not. I know I can't. I have to have them written down. But there's something that we need to keep in mind, because this is how we share divine mercy, is through these works of mercy. And so we have the corporal works of mercy, which are meeting the spirit, the physical and material needs of others. These are the ones of feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, shelter the homeless, visit the sick and imprisoned, bury the dead, give alms to the poor. Again, meeting the physical needs, the material needs of others. But we don't just leave it there. We also have the spiritual works of mercy, which, as they say, they meet the spiritual needs of others. Counseling the doubtful, instructing the ignorant, admonishing the sinner, comforting the sorrowful, forgiving injuries, bearing wrongs patiently. How rarely we do that. Bear wrongs patiently. Praying for the living and the dead. When we do these works of mercy, we are offering our Lord's divine mercy. And so this feast day today of divine mercy is the call to live that divine mercy in the world, to do the ABC, ask for mercy, be merciful, and completely trust in our Lord. May we be able to say on this feast of divine mercy, as the painting says, "Jesus, I trust in you."